Hey class, this is David Chacon, and this is my submission for the second Podbean video. I'm going to go over my topic for the project and just give some basic information on where I'm at and exactly what it's about, and just kind of make it make sense. So I'm covering the FAA program for NextGen. It's a program implemented by the FAA that is about close to 20 years in full development. It started in 2002, 2003-ish, and it was developed to fight the huge increase in air traffic in the United States. At the time, we started to see a lot more aircraft fly in the nation, and it pointed out a lot of issues in our airspace regulation and design that could use improvement to make everything safer, more efficient, and to allow for continued development and growth without putting a big hamper or handicap on the system itself. There are a ton of information online about the project. If you go on the FAA website or just on any aviation related website, they tell you pretty much everything you need to know about NextGen and where we're at in this in the process and what the next 10 years and even the next 15, 20 years see for the development. The product is extremely viable and it's already being put into effect. A lot of aircraft now are being regulated to carry certain parts that are going to slowly increase the capability of large airspaces around large major cities like LA and New York, San Diego, Miami, stuff like that. It's definitely something that is doable and it's just going to take time, which is why it's been in effect for the last 10 years and continues to be in effect and to have a end goal of about 2025-2030. The advantages of the product or of the system are it's going to provide airspace that is 10 times more efficient, way safer. It's going to be able to increase capacity, access, flexibility, predictability, and just resilience across the nation. It's going to be better for everyone who wants to fly and every industry and market that requires aviation to work. The negatives are, like I said, it takes a very long time. It's been in process for 10 years already, and it's going to continue growing into about another decade or so. It requires a lot of aircraft companies, pilots, and the whole industry to change and adapt to the continued new demands and regulations, so that's definitely a disadvantage at the moment, but in the next 10 years it'll turn around and become an advantage to companies in the same way, because they'll be able to operate way more efficiently and just as a better in the whole. The sections that I've produced already is for the most part just doing the basic research and getting all the information provided. I've already started like a rough draft and covered exactly how I want to go about it and just the basic basic outline of the paper itself. But it's going good, and I can't wait to hear everyone else's projects. Thank you. How do you pause this thing? Oh, there.